into my bank. I go up to the teller. I say, I'd like to check my balance. He leans over and pushes me. So I'm driving by this muffler place down here. Right on the sign, it said, free brake check. And as you go driving past, some guy runs out in the street and goes, ah! He goes, okay, you can go. I went to Denny's. I had a Western omelet. Don't ever get that at Denny's. That's a regular omelet, but it has a Marlboro crushed out on the top of it. I don't know. Went to McDonald's, they have salads. I had a salad. I asked for the house dressing. It was ketchup. Before the show, I'm sitting in this Chinese restaurant over here. I'm in the bar. I asked the bartender, let me have a stoli. He goes, okay, once upon a time, Goldilocks walking through the woods. I said, I don't know. So I have this friend, he has a dog. It's a cross between a pit bull and a collie. And it'll like attack somebody and then go for help. I spayed my dog last week. Well, spayed's not really the right word. He started growling at the mailman, so I popped him with a shovel. Is that the same thing? I don't know. We moved the other day. What a pain in the neck. Worst thing about moving, packing. Worst thing about packing, trying to find enough boxes to put everything in. And my brother comes over and said, Ed, forget about it. I'll get all the boxes from work. And he worked in a pizza joint, and moving is kind of like... You know Domino's can fax you a pizza now? And it still tastes like paper. How do they do it, man? I don't know. Here's what drives me nuts about grocery stores. You go in the grocery store, nothing has prices on it, everything has lines on it. You go up to the cashier, she's going through your stuff. She gets to something, she goes, sir, did you happen to notice the price of this asparagus? I say, oh yeah, I think it was thin, thick. She's like, hey, Mike, is this thick, thin, 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 thick, thick?
Thin, 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 thick, 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 thin, thick, thin, thick, thick.
You ever go into a grocery store on, like, a Tuesday and punch some of the food and go back Wednesday and buy it for less money? You guys ever do that? Does everybody here stand right there in the aisle and eat right out of the bulk food bin? You guys do that? Everybody does that. In fact, where I shop, they're starting to weigh you when you walk into the store. They weigh you when you come back out, you know? I'm standing there in the grocery store. They all have lobster tanks now. I thought, well, here's a nice thing for dinner. I'll have a lobster. But then it dawned on me, man, if you want a lobster for dinner, that means you have to take this living creature home and, you know, kill it. So I made myself stand there long enough till one of them really chapped me off, man. On the way home, we're almost there! Everybody acts the same way in the grocery store. Even if you're a nice person, you get real impatient. You get up behind somebody in line, you don't even know who they are. But if they pull out their checkbook to pay, you hate them for life. Start doing that little dance like... Or you finally get up there, you bring out your money, the person behind you has been bumping you with their shopping cart. They bump you one too many times, you go, okay, fine, I'll tell you what. I'll write a check. Out of state check. And I don't have a driver's license. My father has the most obvious toupee on earth. Like, it is a chin strap. Dad and I went through this period for like a year and a half where we dressed alike. Well, we were in prison, but still. felt like an idiot. I have an aunt that's crazy. Everybody has one aunt that's out of their mind. I have an Aunt Rita. She's one of these people. She can't cut something with a pair of scissors without going like this. My grandfather is so old, when you drive with him, they'll do this. Like, he pulls up to a four-way stop sign. He won't budge until there aren't any cars anywhere in sight. All old people drive like that. In fact, I guess a stalemate in driving would be four old people at each point of a four-way stop sign, wouldn't it? They'd have to make a park out of the intersection there with little tree swing sets. We have a daughter. We have a 19-month-old baby, our first baby and our only baby right now. And babies are magic. I mean, like, literally, they eat raisins, they poop grapes. How do they do that? We're back to using birth control now. We're using this contraceptive made by the same people that make Jell-O. Have you seen this one? Like, it works, but before we can do anything, she has to sit in the refrigerator for an hour just to... Condoms. Everybody heard way too much about condoms. They're selling them everywhere. They're selling them to younger and younger people. I opened one the other day. There's a Bazooka Joe comic in there, you guys. But let me tell you about my marriage. It's different from most marriages. My wife's not from this country. I met her during the Vietnam War. I brought her back with me. She's Canadian. Thank you. And thank you. Her birthday's coming up. I have no idea what to get her. No husband ever does. In fact, I wish malls had stores called Husbands with 50 Bucks and No Taste. Walk right in. You get something already wrapped. You're as surprised as she is when she opens it up. You're picking out your paper. Yeah, give me that old Christmas wrap and electrical tape on that. Could you do that for me? But it was her birthday. I said, I'll take you out anywhere for dinner. Where do you want to go? She said, I don't care as long as it's expensive. So I took her to the airport for a sandwich. I figured I got $13. That's my set. You guys have been great. Thanks a lot.